While we're here at Mike Cerrone's stand, we came across Samantha Meyer, who is buying apricots, as a whole crowd of people are also doing. But Samantha, you are buying apricots for Pomona College. You're sort of revolutionizing the whole dining service experience at Pomona College by coming to the farmers market and purchasing produce directly from farmers. Can you explain what it is you're doing at Pomona College?
Sure. Well, about a year and a half ago, Pomona College went self-operated with its dining services. So prior to that, we worked with a contract food service operator. And with that transition, it really gave us the flexibility to start buying locally and focusing on sustainable, fresh, delicious food. And a big part of that has been our local and organic fruit program, where all of the fruit, like bananas, apples, apricots, you know, it's stone fruit season right now, all of that is coming from local and often organic farmers, Mike being one of our favorite farmers. We buy his apples for the whole season. We're absolutely in love with them. Students can't eat normal apples anymore because the taste is so different. And so we've really tried to change the kind of college food service and focus more on eating that's really delicious and these fresh food. So we've been doing that for about a year and a half now, and it's been really successful.
So how are the students responding, and what are the consumption rates of the produce that you're getting now?
For the most part, they love it with the hand fruit. It's been really popular. You know, a local heirloom apple tastes completely different than an apple that came from who knows where that's mealy and flavorless. And so that's been really positive. We've started introducing some more unusual vegetables, and that's been kind of a change going from, you know, classic frozen peas and carrots in the dining hall to having, you know, local sautéed kale or kale chips, or we've been using some great eggplants. And that's definitely been a change. It's also been a big change for our staff to learn how to prepare that you don't just throw vegetables in the steamer and the deep fryer anymore, but actually learning how to preserve the freshness of this food. But students are coming around in that, and they're excited to try new stuff. We have a strong contingent of students that just are so supportive of these efforts. And we've changed the way we orient our line. So it used to be that the protein was the first thing that students would come up and take and then go down from basically the highest cost item down to the vegetables at the end. And we've switched that, which has not only helped us cut our costs because then people are taking the cheapest item first, but it also means that they're filling their plates more with fresh, healthy vegetables instead of big slabs of meat. And that's helped improve health on the campus and get people to actually try this stuff instead of having it as an afterthought at the end of the line.
Are you able to actually track the health benefits of this in addition to the cost? And you probably have less waste as well?
It's really tough to actually quantify those changes. We go a lot on student feedback. So I sit on several student committees, and we've developed a pretty extensive comment system where students can tell us what they think and how that's going. And so we base it a lot on that. And they've been really supportive of our nutritious programs. I think everyone wants to eat better, but especially in college, you know, I was a student at Pomona. It can be really challenging because there wasn't a lot of focus on healthy food. And the stuff that tasted the best was usually the stuff that was the least healthy. And we've tried to switch that and make the stuff that tastes the best is the food that's also the healthiest.
Fabulous. Okay, Samantha, well, thank you so much. This has been very, very interesting news.
Thank you.
That was Samantha Meyer, and she's the Sustainability and Purchasing Coordinator for Pomona College at the Claremont Colleges, and they are sourcing now a very large proportion of their fresh fruits and vegetables for the student cafeteria from local California farms.